Bernie Madoff, the stock chairman turned investor crook, and Enron exec Jeff Skilling are both serving time in prison for bilking investors and running fraudulent schemes. It's good these folks are in jail for the crimes they committed, but let me ask you, how come all the bankers and mortgage company CEOs aren't in jail or up for prosecution for the crimes they have committed on our economy? The recent subprime banking crisis, most likely caused by all these greedy bankers and mortgage companies like Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, Bank of America, Citibank, and others, have caused untold grief on our citizens. Many divorces have probably been caused by the stress of the crisis and resulting economic turndown, and you can bet a few suicides have occurred as well. All of us know these guys are crooks and mismanage trillions of dollars for their profit, yet outside of Madoff and a few others, these guys get off scot-free and are billionaires to boot. White-collar crime in America pays very well, thank you. And when and if you are caught, you can use all your ill-gotten gains for the best lawyers in the world and keep your bonuses even if you do spend time in jail. Barack keeps saying we have to look forward, not backwards. I guess this is an excuse not to prosecute the guilty. Most of our government officials end up working for these banks anyway, and these firms donate millions to our same politicians. So why are we surprised when these guys get off scot-free? Well, I'm sure not, but I can't say I sleep any better at night knowing my country lets criminals off scot-free, yet prosecutes you and I for not paying a parking ticket. Among all the things that outrage me, I have tried and adopt an attitude that is twofold toward this whole thing. I'm not going to sit idly by and be complacent about the crimes being committed and the immoral behavior taking place on every level of government and business, because complacency accompanies tyranny's triumph. Hence, I will try to continue to alert people to the problems we have in our economy by doing these commentaries and hosting our economic forum show, Money Matters. I want people to get involved and do all they can to be part of the solution. Otherwise, not doing anything becomes part of the problem. I think all of you should do as well as you can and as much as you can to let our voices be heard, like writing letters and joining groups to foster economic and moral justice. But in your free time, try and not let all these idiotic machinations in our economy trouble you. I spend a lot of my free time hiking, spending time with my family, and just plain relaxing. I try and laugh a lot and tell a lot of jokes. I work hard, yes, and I play hard as well. And I take the time to enjoy the world around me. I try and insulate my finances from the threats of the economic times and make sure my family is safe both physically and economically. After you've done your part to try and be a part of the solution within our crisis, take the time to enjoy life and not worry so much. Take the necessary steps to isolate and insulate your finances, solidify your income stream, and make sure they can't get all of your money. Then relax and let vengeance fall on someone else. Harboring ill feelings can eat you up from the inside out, so I try with all my might not to let the idiocy in Washington bother me too much. I bite my cheek and try and laugh a lot. After all, what we see coming out of the mouths of those in economic control is comedy at its best, and as an economist, I get the jokes better than anyone. But if you and I fortify our finances and make our local economy stronger, we help our country and our family. Never mind the bailouts, the perpetrators running free, our bought-off Congress, and a never-ending deficit bill. Those deserving punishment will get theirs, and you and I will eventually realize our gains as well. Our planet has a way of dealing with the guilty and rewarding the meek. After all, it was said a long time ago the meek would inherit the earth, and being so blatantly criminal, our banking CEOs certainly don't fall into that category, do they? So for now, do what you can to help right the wrongs. And when you're through telling your neighbor about the new radio show you heard telling the truth on our economy, and when you're through writing your letters to your congressmen and congresswomen telling them to stop throwing our money at bankrupt automakers, and when you're through educating your children about the folly of borrowing money you can't pay back, go take a walk in the park, enjoy the birds chirping and the wind blowing and the sounds of life around you. The banking system may be rotten and smell pretty bad right now, but outside, the sights and sounds are wonderful. That's it for this week's Money Matters Minute. The views and opinions expressed on this newscast are those of the speaker, myself, are opinions only, and do not necessarily represent those of KVMR staff or its underwriters. And I'll be hosting another edition of Money Matters this Thursday at noon, where we'll talk more about the massive amounts of money going into our system and what you can do to protect yourself. That's another Money Matters edition this Thursday at noon, right here on your community radio station. I'm Mark Cuniberti for KVMR FM.